We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, marvelous viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 K-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Agua Isadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay and Viemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. And in Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Araguay, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tirapacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Domoe SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. And in Andarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable and Andarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channels 26 in Vimenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CETSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buya on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CET Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Hanel Thai Cable TV. In Edenet City, Channel 26 on Elkhat Tengger Cable TV. Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sugbathar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. And Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolia Digital Broadcasting. In Utush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Underhan City in Hentay Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sanchan City in Dornogob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Mandelgulf City, Channel 12 on Horl Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Nuestrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongchiao Le Cable TV. And Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunnan County, Channel 108 on Doleo Township on Jalian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheong Township on Pekong Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, participants of a conference in Qatar pledged $540 million to support development in Comoros. In environmental news, the United Nations promotes an initiative to help Asia-Pacific nations convert refuse into carbon credits. In science news, American and Irish researchers find that people are happy if others are rewarded. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 9th, much-respected humanitarian Mr. Vicente Ferrer was born in Barcelona, Spain in 1920. During his time as a member of the Roman Catholic Jesuit Order, Mr. Ferrer moved to India in 1952. Deeply committed to helping the undeserved, he established the Rural Development Trust, which later became the Vicente Ferrer Foundation. Through these organizations, more than 2.5 million people have been helped. His many charitable endeavors include the building and maintenance of 1,700 schools serving 125,000 children, thousands of water wells, over 27,000 homes, a number of clinics, and 3 general hospitals. 3 million trees were also planted. Mr. Ferrer encouraged cooperative methods of assistance, which he called linked brotherhood. For his devoted efforts, he was honored with numerous awards, such as the 1998 Spanish Prince of Asturias Prize. Mr. Ferrer once said, "I am convinced that not a single good action is lost in this world. Someplace it will remain forever." May compassionate individuals such as the high-minded Mr. Vicente Ferrer help bring about a truly humane world.
Lion News, severe storms sweep Midwestern USA. On Tuesday, April 6th, 2 overnight storms brought heavy rain, hail, and powerful winds to the Chicago area of Illinois, USA, severely damaging several business structures. Thousands of residents were without power as trees and fences were downed and a tractor trailer on a regional highway was flipped by a 70 miles per hour gust. Neighboring Michigan also received storms that left hundreds without power on Wednesday. In the central part of the nation, 2 days of storms in Iowa State blew tractor trailers and other vehicles off roads, also downed power lines, causing further road closures. While hail the size of tennis balls caused damage to homes in some areas, there have thankfully been no reports of serious injuries in any of the affected areas. We are relieved to know of the general safety of people in the storm-swept regions. May their lives swiftly resume regularity as humanity's increased benevolence helps such extreme conditions to subside.
Forest fires scorch national parks in Costa Rica. After 2 large forest fires ignited in the northwestern province of Guanacaste, some 100 hectares were scorched before crews were able to control one of the blazes. Meanwhile, despite strong winds, firefighters and government fire control teams worked to contain the other fire, which had already engulfed nearly 500 hectares of land in a remote area of Palo Verde National Park. Earlier in January, Costa Rica's Ministry of the Environment, Energy and Telecommunications had warned that El Niño-driven droughts would increase the risk of such blazes. Indeed, this year alone has seen 35 such forest fires in protected areas, such as national parks, affecting over 700 hectares more than the same period in 2009. Our thankfulness, Costa Rican firefighters and government personnel, for your brave and tireless efforts to put out the flames. May heaven protect you and the region's inhabitants as we strive to minimize such destructive events through kinder stewardship of our shared earthly abode.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Japan assists the vulnerable in Nepal. On Monday, April 5th, the Japanese government announced a donation of $4.55 million to aid women, children, and other disadvantaged as the most vulnerable groups of Nepal. Made in cooperation with the Asian Development Bank, the grant will support several projects through Japan's Fund for Poverty Reduction, or JFPR, including enhanced protection for women, better nutrition for children, and increased access to basic services for the underprivileged. Asian Development Bank Executive Director Masakazu Sakaguchi stated, "In line with the poverty reduction goals of JFPR, all three projects are targeted at benefiting and empowering the most vulnerable and often excluded groups in Nepali society. Heaven bless Japan Fund for Poverty Reduction, the Asian Development Bank, and Japan for your sincere care to improve the lives of the Nepali people. May such a spirit of giving be similarly inspired across the globe for brotherly love to flourish amongst all nations."
United Arab Emirates Student Achievement Awards conferred. This year's Sheikh Maktoum bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Cambridge Outstanding Achiever Awards were presented to students through the cooperation of the Knowledge and Human Development Authority, or KHDA, and patronage of His Highness Sheikh Maktoum. These prestigious awards honor private school students in the United Arab Emirates for their top performance in the University of Cambridge International Examinations, or CIE. Among the 2010 awardees was Ms. Faye Mohammed Al-Hirsch from Abu Dhabi, named in the category of Best across three Cambridge International, as levels for her perfect scores in chemistry, biology, and mathematics. Other categories include Top in the World, Top in the United Arab Emirates, and Best across three international A levels. Student Faye hopes that her educational success will encourage other students toward similar goals. Bravo, Ms. Faye Mohammed Al-Hirsch, and all the incredible students who have excelled their diligent efforts and supportive families. May your work ethics and determination be a shining example for many more.
U.S. City of San Francisco announces Monday Vegetarian Days. On Tuesday, April 6th, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors in California, USA, signed a historical resolution that implements vegetarian days every Monday throughout the city. This declaration provides encouragement for San Francisco residents to enjoy the plant-based diet at the start of each week to reduce environmental impact as well as benefit health and peace of mind.
The original concept, which was jointly proposed by the Organizations in Defense of Animals and the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, was met with support, especially from San Francisco Supervisor Sophie Maxwell, herself a vegetarian for 35 years. As part of the initiative's implementation, founding president of In Defense of Animals, Dr. Elliot Katz, says that the organization and the San Francisco Vegetarian Society plan to encourage area restaurants and stores to offer even more delicious vegetarian options.
Our hats off, San Francisco Board of Supervisors, for this progressive resolution, and a big thanks, San Francisco Vegetarian Society and In Defense of Animals, for your steady support of this healthy measure for the city. May all the great urban regions of our world be inspired to act similarly in the promotion of planet's cooling plant-based fare.
Mm-hmm.
second Loving Hut opens in Vienna, Austria. Located near the subway, Reumann Platz, Loving Hut Vienna Favoriten offers delicious and affordable vegan cuisine. Its scrumptious international menu includes sushi, spring rolls, pasta, salads, and burgers, as well as delectable desserts. Customers at the grand opening, which featured a complimentary buffet, shared their experience.
Sehr gut gefallen, sehr gut geschmeckt.
Ja, es war auch für mich sehr nett. Es ist wirklich eine nette Atmosphäre. Und auch gutes Essen, ja.
Wonderful. The food is incredible, and my whole family is here. We all enjoy eating vegan food, so it's very healthy, very good for the body.
This new locale is part of the worldwide family of vegan Loving Hut restaurants that upholds the caring principles encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai in providing everyone the chance to enjoy a diet of wholesome and cruelty-free meals.
Daher, dass es hier das Lokal gibt, kann ich jetzt gemütlich einfach nur rausgehen, ohne jetzt Bedenken zu haben, was ich denn esse. Und das ist einfach für meinen Magen viel besser. Ich fühle mich nicht schwer und müde nach dem Mittagessen.
Ich bin durch meine Mama dazu gekommen und ich bin Vegetarier oder fast vegan, weil ich keine Tiere mehr töten mag oder jemand anderen bezahlen mag. Und ja, und weil mir das Essen besser schmeckt.
Congratulations, Loving Hut Vienna Favoriten. Our thanks also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her dedication to a world filled with peace and health for all beings, which serves as the ideal that supports Loving Huts around the globe. May a coming era of harmony and tranquility be hastened as more and more people choose the conscientious vegan lifestyle.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat. Because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Tiny portable device filters seawater. A team of researchers from Korea and the United States have created a device called the Ion Concentration Polarization, or ICP, that produces drinking water from seawater using just a small amount of energy. The salt is removed as the water passes along a tiny channel on a chip measuring just 500 micrometers.
As the water reaches a juncture, salt ions are pulled towards one of the two channels where an electric potential has been applied, and the desalinated water follows gravity to flow through the other channel. As a process that uses considerably less energy than others, such as reverse osmosis, the researchers hope that further development will lead to the device being used in disaster or other emergency situations to alleviate water shortages.
Our accolades, US and Korean scientists, for your development of this potentially life-saving technology. May your future endeavors continue in bringing manifold benefit to humanity.
Save our planet. Accelerated glacial melt causing water sources to dwindle. As home to 70% of the Earth's tropical glaciers, Peru has witnessed a 30% loss of glacial mass in the last 30 years due to climate change. Catholic University Research Center Director Bernex Nicole expressed his concern about the matter in a talk given on the radio station Radio Programs of Peru. With shortages already threatening cities like Lima, where 1.5 million people are currently without water, further reductions are anticipated from factors such as the disappearance of freshwater springs in the northern Andes, where over 50% have dried due to deforestation.
Moreover, Peru's National University of Engineering director Julio Curoiwa has stated that further shortages are expected in Lima, where water supplies could decrease by another 25% over the next decade. Meanwhile, demands on this fragile resource are further complicated by metal contamination coming from mines in the country's highlands.
Our appreciation, Directors Nicole, Curaiwa, and colleagues, for your evaluation and voiced concern about the vanishing Peruvian glaciers and their effect on people's lives. Let us act in unison now to stabilize the security and survival of Peruvian people and all inhabitants of our shared earthly home.
As on previous occasions, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke during a September 2009 conference in Peru about the country's water crisis and how to bring relief to this global problem.
In Peru, the last two glaciers is equivalent to 10 whole years of water supply for Lima City. With 8 of the country's water basins already noted as being insufficient to meet people's needs, Peru's President Garcia announced in 2008 the construction of 2 desalination plants to try to address the water scarcity. Is that urgent already in Peru? Dwindling water supplies have caused escalating tensions and even conflicts to erupt, as many people, including disadvantaged farmers, don't have enough water or are struggling for their share. So please, before the situation gets any more out of hand, let's choose the vegan diet. The future effects will be greatly eased. Only then we will have a manageable situation. Be veg, go green, so we can all save the planet.
Save our planet. Climate champions convene in Bahrain. Sponsored by the British Council, a UK-based organization that promotes educational opportunities and cultural relations, 25 young persons from Kuwait, Qatar, Oman, United Arab Emirates, and Libya came together for a 2-day conference to demonstrate projects they had created over the previous year to raise awareness and address global warming. Their green initiatives include a plastic bag reduction plan in Libya, tree planting in Qatar, recycling in Kuwait and Libya, and replacing the incandescent light bulbs of mosques with luminescent paint in the United Arab Emirates. As part of the British Council's growing global network of 1,300 climate champions from 60 countries worldwide, 2 of the Middle East champions were selected to represent their region at the December 2009 United Nations Climate Summit in Copenhagen. A big bravo, young climate champions, and our heartfelt thanks for all you are doing to protect the planet. May you continue such beneficial work for a bright future for all.
Save our planet. Prolonged drought since December 2009 in the Caribbean islands of Trinidad and Tobago has caused wildfires and water shortages, with local officials calling an emergency press conference to raise public awareness and warn of the need for immediate water conservation.
Save our planet. Due to dry conditions that are being called the worst in 60 years, the town of Kataya in northernmost New Zealand announces plans to begin water transport to the region.
Save our planet. Citing the destruction of coral reefs and marine life caused by the fishing practice of bottom trawling, Yemen's Undersecretary of the Water and Environment Ministry, Mufid Al-Halimi, pledges stricter measures to protect the environment.
Hello there, I'm Hannah the Hippo, and my diet is totally animal-free. Today I have a tip on a good veggie. Parsnips are a root vegetable related to the carrot. They are high in vitamin C, fiber, folic acid, and contain good sources of niacin, thiamine, magnesium, and potassium. This healthy food can be eaten raw, cooked in soups, steamed, roasted, or sautéed as a side dish. Please remember to eat organic when you can. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
humanitarian news, conference participants pledged $540 million for Comoros. Contributors who took part in the Doha conference in support of development and investment in Union of Comoros, held in Doha, Qatar, included nations, government, and charity organizations, private donors, development funds, and the Islamic Development Bank. The African nation is also being welcomed to be part of the Arab League for the next 5 years. Our heartfelt gratitude and blessings of Allah, all generous contributors. With your kind assistance, may the beautiful people of Comoros Islands be graced with a joy-filled, sustainable future.
In Environment News, the United Nations promotes an initiative to help Asia-Pacific nations convert refuse into income. Led by the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific and the Bangladeshi Non-Governmental Organization, Waste Concern, the project encourages waste management to become community-based, low-carbon, and self-supporting through the sale of carbon credits. When 1 metric ton of carbon dioxide is prevented from being released into the atmosphere, carbon credits are earned. The endeavor also assists in cleaning up the environment and reducing the amount of waste going to landfills. Our sincere thankfulness, United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific and Waste Concern for this eco-friendly program. May it bring much benefit to both the individuals participating and our precious natural surroundings. Up next on Noteworthy News, scientists discover that people are happy when others are rewarded. We'll feed the birds and be right back. Stay tuned for more responsible news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for a glorious world. In science news, researchers discover that seeing others being rewarded brings happiness. Dr. John O'Doherty and colleagues from the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena and Trinity College in Dublin, Ireland, have examined individuals' reactions to monetary awards being given. Using three-dimensional magnetic resonance scanners, it was found that the same center in the brain was activated when participants received funds for themselves, or when seeing a less richer partner being helped monetarily. From these results, which have been published in the British science journal Nature, the scientists concluded that there is a basic mechanism in the brain which prefers equality. What a fascinating study! Our thankfulness, Dr. John O'Doherty and colleagues, for highlighting the selfless qualities innate in humans. May we usher in a bright and flourishing era of our planet by extending our circle of well-wishing to all beings.
Time for some lighthearted humor with joke of the day entitled Lady Luck, Tolo Ndebele, a language of South Africa.
Enye indoda yangena eofisini likadokotela ongumeluleki ibukeka idanile kakhulu. Dokotela, usamele ungisize. Uyabona, sengileminyaka engu-35 kodwa ngilokho ngingela nhlanhla yabafazi. Manje, lela isilodubo olukhulu. Kumele nje ulolonge ukuzethemba kwakho. Uzitshele ukuthi ungumuntu omuhle, olenjabulo njalo obukekayo. Kungakapheli iviki, uzabona abafazi sebekulandela yonke indawo. Le ndoda yabonakala isithanda lesi sixwayiso yasiphuma eofisini ejabulile. Ngemva kwamaviki amathathu, waphenduka eloku eyileya ndoda elokudana ebusweni. Isixwayiso sami asisebenzanga na? Kwabuza udokotela. Sisebenzile kahle. Amaviki la adlulileyo, ngibe lokunye okuyizikhathi okuhle kakhulu empilweni yami. Labafazi abahle. Manje ukhathazwa yini? Angiselalo udu, yaphendula indoda. Umngame nguye oselodu.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, it's a great television channel. Thanks for it. Have a good day. Marcela from Mexico City, Mexico.
Sweet Marciella, your kind words are much appreciated. We wish you many hours of viewing enjoyment. Peace and love to you and the spiritual people of Mexico.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May goodness and virtue uplift your heart and illuminate your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Meeting in the Czech Republic's historic Prague Castle, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and U.S. President Barack Obama signed the new START Treaty, which formalizes their country's agreement to a mutual reduction in nuclear arms.
In collaboration with the United Nations, Ecuador provides identity documents to more than 27,000 Colombian refugees living in the country's remote northern areas to help them receive necessary assistance and legal protection.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter's Carter Center partners with the Southern Sudan Ministry of Health to eliminate a regional disease known as the Guinea worm through awareness raising and education.
Sponsored by the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, the first ever teen festival is held in Tunisia, featuring art exhibitions, theater performances, and workshops to encourage youth creativity.
To protect the public from concerns of mad cow disease, Japanese Agriculture Minister Hirotaka Akamatsu affirms his country's plans to maintain a current ban on U.S. beef imports.
Award-winning American recording artist Madonna arrives in Malawi for a charity tour that includes inaugurating the construction of the school she founded, Raising Malawi Academy for Girls.
Palestinian engineers Jafar Hujia and Ibrahim Dwekat create a website in both Arabic and English languages with information about scholarships to provide Palestinians in US, Europe and Australia with more opportunities to excel.
Canadian singer-songwriter Alanis Morissette shares with fans via Twitter her latest favorite vegan cookbook, 500 Vegan Recipes by Celine Steen and Joni Marie Newman.
Czech Republic representatives announce plans to increase cultural and trade relations with Formosa or Taiwan, including support for island residents to be granted visa-free travel within the European Schengen zone.
As delegates to the Saudi-Norwegian Parliamentary Friendship Committee, Norwegian Parliament Vice President Akhtar Chaudhry meets with Saudi parliamentarian Al-Shura Dr. Salim bin Ali Al-Qahtani to further their country's relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.